It's especially bad for the lowest paid workers in our community because in addition to the headline increase of tax rates, because the personal allowance remains frozen at the same level, the lowest paid people in our community will have the biggest proportional increase in their taxes. And so there's a double whammy there. And so the result is that last year's budget forecast a total income tax from residents of £245 million, and this year's forecasts £313 million. So it's about a 28% increase in the taxes paid by residents of the Isle of Man.
But they say healthcare needs this money now. So is this necessary, do you not think?
Healthcare spending is just wiffle-waffle by politicians because money is fungible. Money can be transferred from one account to the other. And so trying to hypothecate money, as they have done here, is just a political manoeuvring. It is just cheap talk rather than action because the dollar or a pound that is spent less here is a pound that is spent more there, and it is just transferring one account to the other. It's not a real differentiation.
You've described it as a big attack on working Manx families. What do you think the reality of this will be when these tax increases take effect?
So what it means is that people will have less money in their pocket. It means they will be spending less on businesses. They will be spending less on services. That means that families will need to cut back on their food purchases. They'll need to cut back on spending at local shops. They'll need to cut back on spending on, you know, the hairdressers, the, you know, and other services here in the Isle of Man. And so when you take money out of the economy through big tax increases like this, you know, the government here seems to be saying that it'll be about £60 million taken out of income tax. And so that means there's less spending. You know, there are already a lot of businesses that are struggling. You know, Manx Radio, every few days there's a new story about another business closing, another business shutting. And that just puts additional stress and strain on those businesses.